第十一章.
Let us turn to Revelation chapter 11.
我们读15节到第19节.
Let us read verse 15 to 19.
你喜欢用什么语言读都可以.
You can read it in whichever language you prefer.
但是我希望我们大声地来读.
But I hope that we can read it loudly.
一、二、三.
Then the seventh angel sounded, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, The kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he will reign forever and ever. And the 24 elders who sit on their thrones before God fell on their faces and worshiped God, saying, We give you thanks, O Lord, God the Almighty, who are here and who were, because you have taken your great power and have begun to reign. And the nations were enraged, and your wrath came, and the time came for the dead to be judged, and the time to reward your bondservant, the prophets and the saints, and those who fear your name, the small and the great, and to destroy those who destroy the earth. And the temple of God which is in heaven was opened, and the ark of his covenant appeared in his temple. And there were flashes of lightning and sound and peals of thunder and earthquake and great hailstorm.
请你们手上有圣经的不要合起来。
If you have the Bible open in your hand, do not close it.
也请放这个叫什么投影的弟兄把圣经的经节就打在上面。
And if the brother can leave the verses up there.
我们先有一点祷告。
Let us have a word of prayer.
天父，我们实在感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we truly thank you.
我们是什么样的人？
What kind of people we are?
你居然把我们从粪堆中抬举出来。
That you've rescued us from the dust.
你让我们成为你的儿女。
That you've caused us to become your children.
你让我们可以与你的宴席有份。
That we can partake of your banquet.
我们不能够明白。
We cannot understand.
为什么有这么好的事临到我们？
Why such a blessed thing has befallen upon us?
在你饼杯的面前,
that before your bread and the cup,
你把你的爱向我们启示,
that you have revealed your love unto us,
你让我们可以吃你喝你,
that we can eat a drink of you.
这是什么样的恩典?
How blessed this is.
我们还要感谢你。
And again, we thank you.
你不只是借着饼杯对我们说话,
not only do you speak to us through the bread and the cup,
你还愿意借着圣经对我们说话,
you also speak to us through your word.
我们相信你是爱我们,
we truly believe that you love us.
我们更相信你是乐意向我们启示你自己的神,
and we even more believe that you willingly and joyfully reveal yourself unto us.
我们一同坐在你的脚前,
and we all sit before your feet.
我们最深的盼望,
our deepest desire,
就是我们能够听见你要对我们说的话,
is that we can hear your word speaking to us.
我们祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名,
and we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 我们刚才读的这一小段圣经,
the small passage we just read,
很清楚的你就知道这是七个号系列的一个结束。
So it's very clear that we can see here were the seven, part of the seven trumpets that were sounded.
读启示录的人,
those of us who read the Revelations,
他们告诉我们启示录里面有七个七,
and in the Revelations there are seven sevens.
有七封书信,
there are seven books, scrolls.
写给七个教会,
they were written to the seven churches.
有七个印,
there were seven seals.
记载人类整个历史发展的书卷上,
and it's recorded on the man's entire history.
七印以后,
and after the seven seals,
有七个号,
there were seven trumpets.
每一个号都是不同角度的审判,
and every single trumpet is a judgment in a different perspective.
第七个号,
but the seventh trumpet,
是最后一个号。
It is the last trumpet.
那读圣经的人大概都知道。
And those who read the Bible knows.
末次号筒。
The end times trumpet.
The last trumpet.
The last trumpet.
是非常重要的一件事。
It is extremely important.
还记得在马太福音二十四章三十节到三十一节吗
？Do you remember Matthew chapter 24, 30 to 31?
那时人子的兆头要显在天上，地上的万族都要哀哭，他们要看见人子有能力、有大荣耀，驾着天上的云降临。
Sorry.
他要差遣使者。用号筒的大声将他的选民从四方从天这边到天那边都招聚了来。
And then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in the sky and then all the tribes of the earth will mourn and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of the sky with power and great glory. And he will send forth his angel with a great trumpet and they will gather together his elect from the four winds and from one end of the sky to the other.
哥林多前书十五章五十二节
First Corinthians chapter
15, verse 52. 就在一霎时眨眼之间号筒末次吹响的时候因号筒要响死人要复活成为不朽坏的我们也要改变。
In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章十六节和第十七节
First Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 16 and 17
因为主必亲自从天降临有呼叫的声音和天使长的声音又有神的号吹响那在基督里死了的人必先复活
For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout with the voice of the archangel and with the trumpet of God and the dead in Christ will rise first
以后我们这活着还存留的人必和他们一同被提到云里在空中与主相遇这样我们就要和主永远同在
Then we who are alive and remain will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air and so we shall always be with the Lord
当我们读这些经文的时候
As we read these passages
我们很清楚地知道一件事情
We clearly know one thing
末次号筒
The last trumpet
是讲到整个时间的结束
It speaks of the end of time
是讲到基督在荣耀中的再临
It is Christ in his glory
Coming again
也
是神的百姓被提到主面前的日子
And also the day when his elect shall be
God's people shall be gathered together.
Shall be gathered together before him.
好像十七节那里说
And just as it is spoken in verse 17.
昔在今在的主神全能者啊我们感谢你因你执掌大权做王了。启示录第十一 这里很清楚地告诉我们当七个号吹响的时候
So here it clearly tells us that when the last trumpet is sounded
二十四个长老在那里敬拜的说
And the 24 elders there are praising or worshiping and saying
昔在今在的主神全能者
And he says we give you thanks O Lord God the Almighty who are and who were
我不知道你有没有注意到
I don't know if you recognize.
圣经里面讲到我们这一位主的时候
When the Bible speaks of this Lord,
一直都是说昔在、今在、以后永在的。
And it always speaks of that, O Lord God, the who are and who were, the Almighty God.
No. Who were, who is, and the one to come.过去的现在的和将来的
So it is the Lord who was in the past who is coming and also who is here and also the present and also in the future who is coming
但是你注意十七节。
But if you remember in verse 17,
没有 is to come.
It does not speak of the Lord who is to come.
没有讲到那一位要来的。
It didn't speak of him who is coming.
只说是昔在今在。
And here only speaks of that who are and who were.
为什么？
Why?
因为主已经来了。
Because the Lord is already here.
这一件事情是如此的确定。
And this is so certain.
所以是用的现在时。
And therefore it is,
过去时。
It is in the past tense.
我们读这段圣经的时候要注意一件事情。
So when we read this passage, we need to notice this one thing.
在讲第三个祸就开始的时候。
That when it speaks of
the third woe.
The third woe.
他没有告诉我们第三个祸的细节。
It didn't speak of the actual the process of the details of the third woe.
没有告诉我们神怎么审判列国。
It didn't speak of how God was going to judge the nations.
没有告诉我们神的百姓在荣耀中有什么荣耀。
It didn't speak of that his people in glory, what kind of glory they will have.
没有告诉我们死人什么时候复活。
It didn't speak of when the dead shall be raised.
没有告诉我们活的人怎么被提。
And it didn't speak of how those who are alive will be lifted.
圣灵在这里告诉我们一件事。
But the Holy Spirit here tells us one thing.
是要让我们定睛在天上。
But he tells us that we need to cast our gaze upon heaven.
神的儿女要先定睛在天上。
That his children first need to cast their focus and their gaze in heaven.
然后十二章才开始。
And only then will the chapter 12 begin.
才告诉我们地上要发生什么事。
And then it speaks of what happened upon earth.
才讲到魔鬼对着教会的逼迫。
And it speaks of the persecution of Satan towards the church.
然后才讲到神的审判是怎么回事。
And it speaks of God's judgment and what goes on, so forth.
圣灵这样的启示。
And the Holy Spirit reveals in such a way.
跟启示录一贯的原则是完全相符合的。
It is according to the revelation of revelations. The principle of revelations.
启示录不是给神的儿女用来猜测未来时间表。
It is not something that his children can use to sort of decide on what happens in the future.
启示录是神给属神儿女的安慰和鼓励。
It provides comfort and encouragement to God's children.
让他们在各样的艰难困苦里面可以有荣耀的盼望。
In that they can have, in all kinds of trials and tribulations, that they can have a glorious hope.
很多读启示录的人都忘记了。
And many people who read Revelations have forgotten this.
英文中有一句很重要的话。
In the English translation, there is one important verse.
English is not for our information.Is for our transformation. The Bible is not for our information. Is for our transformation. 中文就要说，圣经不是给我们资讯，圣经是要在我们生命中带来改变。我们一定要记住这个基本的原则。
We must remember this basic principle.
在约翰的意象里面
in John's vision
他基本上是让我们看见主回来的日子一个模型。
He gave us a model of when Christ is coming again.
你知道一个建筑师如果设计了一个很伟大的建筑
So when an architect has designed a magnificent architecture
他不但有设计图
Not only does he have the blueprint
它不但有立体图
Not only does it have the 3D, 3D design
它还会有一个立体的模型
But he also has have an actual 3D model
那这个模型能够帮助我们来想象未来的建筑是什么样子
And this can help us to envision what is the future architecture will look like
但是模型本身不是真正的建筑
But the model itself is not the actual structure
模型的每一个细节也不能够代表将来建筑的样子。
And the model itself cannot represent what will ultimately be the final structure.
约翰没有告诉我们将来的审判与灾祸如何。
John didn't tell us what the trials and the woes of the future will be like.
约翰要我们定睛看天上。
But he tells us that we need to cast our focus on heaven.
神的儿女。
God's children.
在面对黑暗的势力。
As they're faced with a darkness.
严厉的逼迫。
And persecution, tremendous persecution.
长时间的恐惧。
And long-term, fear.
身心灵受各样的煎熬。
And physically and mentally, all kinds of struggle.
只有当他们的眼睛看着天上。
Only when they cast their gaze on heaven.
他们才有力量站立。
Only then will they have the power to stand.
使徒们一直要帮助神的百姓看见天上的宝座。
And the apostle wanted to help God's people to see the throne in heaven.
只有看见宝座的人才能够用正确的眼光看人生。
Only those who can see the throne can have the right perspective on this earth.
我们大部分的人
Most of us.
碰到困难的时候
When we're faced with difficulties.
苦难的里面
When we're in trials.
我们一个一个都像瘟鸡一样
Every one of us is like a very meat chicken.
你知道瘟鸡是什么样子吗
Do you know what this kind of chicken is like.
瘟鸡都是这样子。
They just keep their head down.
当你把头低下来的时候
When you keep your head down,
你只会看到自己的失败。
You will only see your own failures.
无奈。
And your
helplessness.
然后你四围再看一看 And then when you look around towards your surroundings
你看见的是别人的错误和软弱
And you see the weakness and the wrongs of others
你看见的是环境的艰难和可怕
You see all the scary things and the fearfulness and your circumstance
神从来不叫我们看自己
God never tells us to look upon ourselves
神也不叫我们看环境
He does not tell us to look upon our surroundings and circumstance
神叫我们在奔跑天路的时候
He tells us that we're running the heavenly way.
不但要放下各样的重担
Not only shall we lay down all of our burdens.
脱去容易缠累我们的罪
And lay down all the sins that are binding us.
更重要的
But what is more important?
是要仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣
That we should look upon the Christ who has
beginning and finisher of our faith. 我们来看第十五节。
So let's read verse 15.
第七位天使吹号，天上就有大声音说。
And the seventh angel sounded, and there were loud voices in heaven saying.
为什么大声音
？Why was there a loud voice？
因为当有大声音出来的时候
，Only when there is a loud voice，
所有其他的声音就消失了。
All the other sounds are disappears。
去过尼加瓜大瀑布吗
？Have you ever been to Niagara Falls？
等你到那个瀑布下面的时候
，When you're beneath the fall，
声音大不大
？Is the noise loud？
其他什么声音都没有
？There's no other sound。
今天我们何等需要听见这样的大声音
？Today how we need to hear this loud voice？
以至于我们生活中一切其他的声音都消失。
So that all the other voices and sounds in our life will disappear.
我们需要知道我们的主已经作王了。
We need to know that our Lord is already king.
我们需要知道他掌管万有。
We need to know that he holds sovereignty over all.
他要负我们一切的责任。
That he will take all responsibilities.
我们何等需要看见世上的国成了我主和主基督的国。
We need to see how the kingdom of this earth has become the kingdom of our Lord and our God.
有的人可能听过 Handel's Messiah.
Some people perhaps heard Handel's Messiah before.
那是我们的盼望。
That is our hope.
那是神百姓的盼望。
That is the hope of his children.
你读这段圣经的时候
When you read this passage,
你注意，不是世上许多的国成了主的国。
It is not that the many kingdoms of earth became the kingdom of God.
乃是世上一切的国度权柄都成完完全全的被主掌管。
It is that all kingdoms of the earth became under His authority and power.
当然，我们都知道。
Of course, we all know.
世上一切的权柄和国度
all the power and kingdoms of earth
本来就应该是神掌管的
it belongs to him naturally
在创世纪的里面
in Genesis
神创造的高峰
and the apex of his creation
是按照神形象和样式造了男人和女人
it is according to his image that he created man and woman
并且要他们管理看守整个的世界
and they were to be stewards over all the entire earth
全地都受人的掌管
and all the entire earth was to be under their authority
可是人却失败犯罪
but man failed and fallen and sinned
他们想做神
they wanted to become God
结果却成为罪恶和魔鬼的奴隶
but they became bondservants of sin and Satan
第一个亚当的失败
First is the failure of Adam.
和最后末后亚当在这里的得胜
And the final Adam here, the Adam of the end here who has succeeded. Who's,
在这个中间
Who's victorious here, between here.
神虽然依然在全地坐着为王
God continue, Between all of this, God continued to be king.
但是很多的时候
But many times,
地上的人
The people of the earth,
与空中掌权的首领
and with the princes and principality of the air
一起挑战神的主权
they challenge God's sovereignty
这是为什么主教导门徒祷告的时候
this is why that God, Jesus teaches the disciples to pray
一开始就强调愿你的国降临
and he emphasized that may your kingdom come
我们在诗篇第二篇
in Psalm 2
我们可以很清楚地看到这样的挑战。
Here we clearly see this, this challenge.
历史上一再发生的事情。
All the things that happen, in history.
神虽然坐在宝座上。
Although God sits upon the throne.
但是神的治理不是没有意义与挑战的。
He was not without challenge.
历史上的战争。
The wars in history.
不只是国和国中间的战争
Not only is war between nations
不只是民和民中间的战争
Not only was it people with between people and people
就是家中的战争
But even within the family
都是属灵征战的影子
They are all shadows of the spiritual struggle
抵挡的势力
And rebels against this authority
一直要破坏神的计划
wants to destroy God's plan
以及神受高者的权柄
and the authority of God's Most High
这是为什么
Why?
使徒行传第四章
That's why in Acts chapter 4
当使徒们面对极大危险的时候
when the apostles were faced with this tremendous danger
他们用诗篇第二篇做他们的祷告
They used Psalm 2 as their prayer
因为他们知道这是弥赛亚的诗篇
For they know that this is the psalm of the Messiah
他们知道他们面对的故事就是诗篇第二篇的故事
For they know that the story which they face is the story of Psalm 2
在诗篇第二篇说
In Psalm 2 it says
万邦为什么争闹万民为什么谋算虚妄的事
Why are the nations in an uproar and the people devising a vain thing
注意啊
Remember here
一切的势力谋算的是虚妄的事
And these things are vain things
什么叫虚妄的事
What does it mean that they are vain
有的英文翻译翻得非常直白
Some English translation is very clear
straightforward.
Very straightforward
就是 in vain
It's in vain
没用
It's useless
我们今天需要明白这个真理
We need to understand this truth
当有人要抵挡神的计划的时候
when people want to prevent God's will
没用
it's useless it's in vain
一个个人
individual
一个团体
a group a corporate
一个国家
a nation
如果他决定跟神作对
if they've decided that they're going to challenge God
他们的结局是注定的
Their end is already predetermined.
他们一定成为历史上的笑柄。
For surely that they will be mocked in history.
2000年的历史里面。
In 2000 years history.
多少的国家。
How many nations.
多少的组织。
How many organizations.
可以狂妄的宣告
can boldly proclaim
已经完全消灭了基督教
that they have completely eradicated Christianity
可是不用五十年一百年
but never mind 50 or 100 years
那些狂妄的人自己被消灭
those boastful individuals they themselves were destroyed
神的工作依然站立
and God's work continue stands
这就是诗篇二十二章第四节说的。
This is Psalm 22. This is what it said there.
那坐在天上的必发笑，主必耻笑他们。
And
Psalm chapter 2 verse 4.
Psalm 2 verse.
这是我们的宝藏。
And it says that he who sits on the heaven laughs and the Lord scoffs at them. This is our assurance.
圣洁公义的神
The holy and righteous God
对着堕落人的笑
For the fallen man, he mocks them
这是基督徒能够在任何情况之下有喜乐的根据
This is the base of our joy in all circumstances
英文中有一句老话
In the English, there's an old phrase
笑到最后的才是赢家
The winners laugh last.
The one who can laugh until the last is the winner. 神的儿女
So God's children.
面对很多不确定的事
They're faced with all kinds of things that are uncertain.
但是有一件事是确定的
But one thing they can be sure of.
我们一定是笑到最后的
We will for surely be the last one to laugh.
因为我们的神会笑到最后
Because our God will laugh in the end.
诗篇二第二篇第五节第六节说那时他要在怒中责备他们在孽怒中惊吓他们说我已经立我的君王在锡安我的圣山上
Then he will speak to them in his anger and terrify them in his fury saying but as for me I have installed my king upon Zion my holy mountain.
神对着世界上一切的权势宣告有一天
God will one day proclaim to all powers on earth
他要在愤怒中责备他们
He will rebuke them in his anger
他要立他的君
He shall establish his king
然后七节到九节
And in verse 7 to 9
就讲到他让我们的基督
That he speaks of our Christ
成为受膏者
that he shall be the anointed one
然后说受膏者说我要传圣旨耶和华曾对我说你是我的儿子我今日生你
and the anointed one will say I will surely tell the decree of the Lord he said to me you are my son today I have begotten you
你求我我就将列国赐你为基业将地极赐你为田产
ask of me and I will surely give the nations as your inheritance and the very ends of the earth as your possession
请注意啊
please notice here.
父神在这里不但宣告耶稣是神的儿子。
The Father God not only did he proclaim Jesus to be his son.
神的全权代表。
But he also said that he was his representative, fully representative.
父神应许耶稣要向父神祷告就能够接受父要给他一切的产业。
God promises Jesus that if he shall pray to the Father that he shall give him whatever he asks.
耶稣不是要征战
Jesus did not want to fight
耶稣不是要努力的工作
Jesus did not want to work hard
耶稣不是要去短宣
Jesus did not want to go on a missionary trip
耶稣不需要做其他的事
He did not want to do other things
但他需要做一件事
But he needed to do one thing
他要祷告
He needed to pray
因为他祷告了
Because when he prays
他就可以得到父要给他的产业。
He will receive the inheritance that God
得到父应许产业的方式是祷告。
The way to receive the inheritance as promised is through prayer.
这是为什么你发现主在地上的日子。
This is the reason why you find when our Lord is on earth.
他最重要的工作就是祷告。
His most important work is to pray.
不停的祷告。
Never ending prayer.
如果我们的主要得基业的方式是祷告
If our Lord and his way of receiving inheritance is to pray
那我们还有更好的方式得基业吗？
Do we have a better way to receive that inheritance?
一个人最骄傲的表达方式。
The most boastful way a person can express themselves.
就是觉得我不需要祷告。
It is to say that I don't need prayers.
十二节说，当以嘴亲子。
When your verse 12 it says that when your lips kiss the son.
这的意思就是承认自己是子的仆人。
So the meaning is that it acknowledges that he is a servant. He is a servant of the Lord.
我们很稀奇。
We're amazed.
父神对于抵挡他儿子的人依然充满着怜悯。
God is still gracious towards, merciful still towards those who opposes his son.
他居然呼唤那些人要悔改。
He calls those individuals to repent.
你跟我。
You and I.
对着反对我们的人是什么态度呢？
What is your attitude towards those who opposes us?
我们的好消息。
The gospel, the good news.
是每一个人都需要从自己的骄傲里面下来。
Every single one of us needs to step down from our pride.
用嘴亲子。
And to kiss the Son with our lips.
谦卑俯伏在基督的脚前。
And to humbly prostrate ourselves before His feet.
这是福音。
This is the gospel.
这是真的福音。
This is the true gospel.
老约翰现在所看见的意象。
The vision that old John sees.
是诗篇第二篇多少年前所预言的。
It is something that was prophesied so many years ago in Psalm 2.
如今终于成就了。
And that is finally fulfilled.
16节告诉我们天上完美的敬拜。
And it, 16 talks about the perfect, perfectness in heaven. The perfect worship in heaven.
地上的敬拜永远没有办法完美。
The worship on earth can never be perfect.
因为我们都是不完美的人。
Because we are imperfect individuals.
但是感谢神，主在天上享受的是完美的敬拜。
But thank the Lord that God enjoys His perfect worship in heaven.
我们每一次读到天上的敬拜的时候，
Every time when we read of worship in heaven,
我们从其中总能够学到一点原则。
We can always learn a little bit of a spiritual principle here.
15节16节
15 and 16.
你会看出来。
Here you will see.
你会看见他们是全心的敬拜。
You will see that they full-heartedly worshipped.
全人的敬拜。
And worship in their entire being.
今天我们很多的时候的敬拜。
Oftentimes our worship today.
诗歌中。
In our hymns.
钵饼中。
In our, before the table, Lord's table.
我们有的时候一点都不像是敬拜。
Sometimes, it doesn't feel like we're really worshiping.
我们更像是参加葬礼。
It feels as we're attending a funeral.
我们需要主怜悯我们。
We need the Lord to be gracious to us, merciful to us.
我常常想地上的君王登基啊。
When the earthly king ascends the throne,
千万的声音啊。
There will be thousands and tens of thousands of voices.
喊着万岁万岁万万岁。
And they cry out, may the king live forever and ever and ever.
世人对着一个会死君王的呼喊。
The people's cry towards a king who was about to die.
为什么比神的儿女对着这一位万王之王、万主之主的敬拜还要投入呢？
Why are they more involved in this worship of a king who will die, compared to a king who will live forever and ever?
求神帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
他们为什么敬拜神？
Why do they worship God?
他们说昔在今在的主神全能者，我们感谢你，因你执掌大权作王。
We give you thanks, O Lord God, the Almighty who are and who were, because you have taken your great power and have begun to reign.
这个世界看起来很麻烦。
This place looks very difficult. This world looks very difficult.
充满着邪恶。
It's full of wickedness.
恶人是多么的猖狂。
How there's so many wicked people here.
前几天有一个人跟我说。
And a couple of days ago, someone said to me.
他旅行到很多世界不同的国家。
And when they travel to different places on this planet,
他发现一个很奇怪的现象。
He finds something very strange.
他说，有一些国家的电视。
Some television parts in different countries.
如果跟政治有关的。
If it has anything to do with politics.
就是把他们的国家领导人骂得一文不值。
And that they can criticize their leaders, tremendously criticize their leaders.
他们的国家领导笨蛋。
And that their leaders are idiots.
他们的领导太差劲。
And that their leaders are just horrible.
他说你看看法国的电视现在怎么演。
And you can look at the TVs in France.
你看看美国的电视怎么演。
You can look at the news in the US.
但是呢，如果你到古巴。
But if you went to Cuba,
你如果到北韩,
if you went to North Korea,
你到一些很烂的国家,
you went to some third world or countries,
他们的国家领袖就像神一样,
their leaders are like gods.
但是不管是被骂得很惨的,
but no matter how strongly they've been criticized,
不管是被当作神崇拜的,
or rather that their gods being worshipped,
你会发现异样邪恶。
You will find that they are all wicked.
都要权力,
that they all want power.
都是自私,
and they're all selfish.
这样一个邪恶的世界,
and in such a wicked world,
基督徒的盼望在哪里?
Where is the hope of Christians?
如果我们知道,
if we know,
不是那些人坐在宝座上,
it is not those people that are sitting upon the throne.
是我们的神坐在宝座上。
But it is our God who sits upon the throne.
而且我们的神有一天要审判世界上所有的人。
Well, one day God will judge every single individual on earth.
神有无限的权力。
He has unlimited power.
神有无限的信实。
He has unlimited faith. He's unlimited trustworthy.
这样一位坐宝座的神。
That this God who sits upon the throne,
能够让我们安心。
That he can comfort us.
十八节说
Verse 18.
万邦发怒。
That the nations were enraged.
你的愤怒也临到了。
And that your wrath came.
审判死人的时候也到了。
And the time came for the dead to be judged.
万邦发怒。
The nations were enraged.
你的愤怒也临到了。
And your wrath also came.
很有意思哦。
It's very interesting.
这个世界恨神。
This world hates our Lord.
反对神。
They oppose our Lord.
但是当第七个号角吹响的时候。
That when the last trumpet was sounded.
神的愤怒就临到了。
His wrath came.
审判死人的时候也到了。
And that it is a time to judge the dead.
你千万不要以为那个死人是死掉的人哦。
Do not believe that the dead speaks of here are people who are dead, who have died.
圣经里面
the Bible
说所有不信主的人
says that all who does not believe
就是死人
are dead, all the unbelievers.
真的很不好意思。
I'm sorry to say this.
好像圣经在骂人一样。
It seems as the Bible is criticizing people.
好像一些老婆骂老公啊，你死人哦。
It's like the wife yelling at her husband, "You're a dead person. You're dead."
这里告诉我们。
Here it tells us.
所有不信主的。
All the unbelievers.
末次号角吹响的时候。
That when the last trumpet has been sounded.
他们面对的就是什么？
That they're faced with judgment.
你的仆人
that your servant,
众先知
your bond servants and the prophets,
和众圣徒
and the saints,
凡敬畏你名的人
and those who fear your name,
年大代小
the small and the great,
得赏赐的时候也到了
that is your time to be rewarded, the time, yeah.
那我希望我们要记住哈。
So let us remember here.
神不像人。
God is not like man.
因为我们人说话大部分时候是不算话的。
Because a lot of times we break our promises.
我孩子小的时候。
When my son was young.
啊你乖啊。
If you're good.
啊爸爸带你去哪里啊。
I'll take you there and there, you know, this
and there. 我会买什么给你啊。
I'll buy this and that for you.
哎呀常常是说了就好过了。
A lot of times after we say it, we forget it.
但是不一定做到啊。
We don't really young.
不是每一次都没有做。
It's not that we never fulfill our promise.
但是不是每一次都做。
But oftentimes, a lot of times we don't.
我猜你们跟我差不多。
So I think you're probably like me.
那我们不但在这个奖赏上面。
Not only regarding rewards.
我们说话不算话。
That we often break our promises.
要在刑罚上面。
But also in discipline.
那我们更是不像话。
And we're even worse in that case.
我不知道你们有没有像我那么糟糕。
I don't know if you're really bad like myself.
啊，小孩子小时候把我惹得气得疯掉了。
And the children caused me to be so angry.
你再这个样子，看我怎么打死你。
And if you keep doing this, you know how what a beating you're going to get.
我打死过他们没有
？Did I ever beat them to death?
从来没有。
I never done this. I never done it.
你给我小心哦
if you don't be careful,
啊，你看我怎么修理你啊
yeah, You know how I'm going to discipline you.
什么修理啊
What kind of discipline?
过了就忘记了
And afterwards we forget.
我们说话不算话的
So our,you know, we break our promises.
我们说了很多很狠的话
And we say very hurtful things.
但是呢
But
不靠谱的
But we're not trustworthy.
请各位记住。
Everyone, please remember.
神不是这样的。
God is not like this.
神说要修理人。
When God says he's going to discipline someone.
神说要审判人。
When he says he's going to judge.
他说到做到的。
Whatever he says, he will surely do.
这就是为什么。
This is why.
神对着他的儿女的应许是绝对的可靠。
His promise towards his children is trustworthy.
神对着不信主的人的警告也是可靠。
And his warning towards the unbelievers is also trustworthy.
这就是为什么基督徒我们一定要记住。
This is the reason why Christians need to remember.
因为神是信实的
For he is faithful, he is true,
and he is
faithful and true.
我们最好努力地为福音朋友祷告
That we need to work hard in praying for the new believers.
我们一定要找机会跟他们传福音
The gospel friends, we need to take the opportunity to share the gospel with them.
因为神的审判是确定
Because his judgment is sure,
并且是可怕的。
And is fearful, is scary, is fearful.
当然神对着他的百姓的恩典呢。
And of course, he towards his people, he has grace.
是难以想象的。
It is something, the blessing is not imaginable.
我不知道你读这里讲到你的仆人、众先知、众圣徒、凡敬畏你名的、年大代小、得赏赐的时候。也到了，你读这句话有什么感想
？So when you read this, and your bonds to be the time to reward your bond servant and the prophets and the saints and those who fear your name, the small and great, and to destroy and those who destroy the earth. I don't know what your thoughts about when you read this.
你相信吗
？Do you believe in this?
我告诉你啊，我不相信。
Let me tell you, I don't believe in this.
我信主好多年都不相信的。
I believe many, I trust in the Lord. Many years I do not believe in this.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为我小的时候
Because when I was younger,
在我们教会里面
In our church,
我常常听到要做得胜者
I oftentimes hear that we need to be victorious.
那些得胜的
Those who are victorious.
Overcomer. 他们是 overcomer. 他们可以得奖赏
That they will receive the reward.
我们这些坏蛋
that we who are the wicked, the bad people,
常常失败
that we often fail,
常常犯罪
that we often sin,
常常软弱
that we're weak,
又爱主
we love the Lord,
又爱世界
but we also love the world,
更爱自己
and we love ourselves even more.
就我们这种东西
so people like us,
越想越不会是得胜者。
And we, the more we think about it, the unlikely we are to be overcomers.
那主来了会怎么样呢？
But what happens when the Lord comes?
啊，你觉得主来了会怎么样？
Do you know what happens when the Lord comes?
50个童女哦，不要忘记哦。
That they're the virgins, the 50 virgins.
哀哭切齿。
That there was weeping and gnashing of teeth.
有没有读过？
Have you read it?
吓死我
It scared me.
不但如此
Not only so.
我们教会呢也讲基督台前的审判
It also speaks of the judgment before his throne.
更可怕
That is even scarier.
记不记得
Do you remember?
格林多后书五章十节这么说
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 10
因为我们众人必要在基督台前显露出来叫个人按着本身所行的或善或恶受报
It says that for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ so that each one they may be recompensed for his deeds on the body according to what he has done, whether good or bad.
这种经文啊,
These kind of verses.
那不是传道人拿来吓我们的。
It is not that the preacher is using to scare us.
这是写在圣经里面的。
This is what is in the Bible.
所以我的概念是什么?
So what is my perception? My understanding?
我的概念就是我们信主了。
My understanding is that after we trusted in God,
信主我们是没有功劳的。
There's nothing for us to do in our salvation and us believe in Him.
完全是神白白的恩典。
It is fully, completely His grace.
我们是一点贡献都没有的。
There's nothing that we can contribute from our part.
我们不能够很努力的来得救。
We cannot work hard, struggle to be saved.
我们是纯粹靠着主的恩典得救的。
It is purely by His grace.
得救以后呢
After we've been saved.
白色大宝座的审判我们就免了。
That we're spared from the judgment, seat of judgment of Christ.
Before the judgment. The white throne judgment. We're exempt. 我们免了。
So that we're exempt.
但是基督台前的审判啊
But the judgment seat of Christ
这可是修行靠个人
And this is according to each individual
进门是恩典
So entering to the door is by grace
以后你自己好好干
And afterwards you need to work hard yourself
或善或恶受报
Whether it's good or badThat you shall be judged.
吓死我
It scared, really scared me.
不知道有多少年
I don't know for how many years.
别人说主啊愿你快来
And others say, Lord, may you come quickly.
我就说 no, 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 no. 主啊你千万不要太快来
And I said, Lord, don't come so fast.
没预备好啊
There's nothing good about that.
我就不像样啊
I'm, you know, look at me. I'm like this.
贪心的时候还是贪心啊
When I'm greedy, I'm still greedy.
嫉妒还是会嫉妒
When I'm envious and jealous, I'm still jealous.
骄傲还是骄傲。
When I'm prideful, I'm still prideful.
没信心还是没信心。
When I do not have faith, I still do not have faith.
你来了，那我不死定了。
And when you come, I'm surely I'm dead.
因为没有什么善了。
There's no goodness in me.
很多恶。
There's so much bad and wickedness.
那不是就等得哀哭切齿吗？
But are we not waiting to weep and to be the gnashing of teeth?
所以我是从来不渴望主耶稣再来的。
So I never really look forward to his coming.
主再给我点时间。
I said, Lord, just give me a little bit more time.
再给我点时间。
Give me a little bit more time.
哎，后来我实在感谢主啊。
So I truly want to thank the Lord.
花了很在神很大的恩典里面
that in his tremendous grace
我发现啊我的这个概念好像跟圣经啊不符合的
I think that my understanding perhaps is different from what the Bible is saying
有一次在香港
once I was in Hong Kong
有机会跟 Lance Lambert 弟兄一起吃饭。
Once I had the opportunity to eat with Lance Lambert.
我问他。
So I asked him.
我说什么是得胜者
?What is the overcomer?
谁可以做得胜者
?Who can be the overcomer?
我说 Stephen Kong?
Is it Stephen Kong?
Or you? 或者是像你咯他说 no, no.
He said no.
So Stephen Kong is not the overcomer. I'm not the overcomer. 我说那谁还有希望
So then I said, who else, who has this hope?
谁还有希望
Who has the hope?
他说你来香港去看过那个赛马吗
Have you ever came and watched the horse race in Hong Kong?
那没有
I said no.
他说你电视上看过没有
So have you watched on TV?
我那个看过
That I've seen
他说你知不知道赛马怎么决定哪一匹马会得胜呢
He says, do you know how is decided that which horse will win, who is the winner?
他是哪一匹马的鼻子
It's the nose, the tip of the horse
最先碰到那个终点的线
The first one to touch theThe goal line.
哪一匹马就得胜。
And that horse is the overcomer, is the winner.
但你听懂了没有?
But do you understand?
你说我不懂吗?我没那么笨。
If you say I don't understand, I'm not that dumb.
马,哪一匹马?三匹马,五匹马,只要有一匹马的鼻子,谁先碰到那匹马就是赢的吗?
So there are three or five horses, and whoever's nose touches the end line first, then he's the winner.
这个我懂的啊。
I understand this.
但你跟我讲这个干什么呢？谁喜欢赛马呢？我又不赌的、啊。
But what's the point of the story? I don't gamble. And how does this relate?
他说：“弟兄。”
He says, "Brother."
基督是那个鼻子。
Christ is the nose.
他说：“只要你在基督里。”
As long as you're in Christ.
你就是马的尾巴。
You're the tail of the horse.
你是得胜者。
And then you're the overcomer.
听懂了没有?
Do you understand?
我当时听了好开心啊。
And when I heard it, I was so joyful.
但请问你开心归开心，相信不相信啊?
But you can be joyful, but do you truly believe?
啊，相信不相信啊?
Do you truly believe?
你们大概有信心了。
I know, perhaps you have a lot of faith.
或者是你们很骄傲，以为你们都得胜者。
Or perhaps you're very proudful and you know that you're the overcomer.
我是不行的。
Not with me.
所以我心里还是没有个底啊。
I just don't. I'm not very solid on this.
他这个讲的好像很有道理啊。
It seems you know there's a reason behind it.
可是哥林多后书五章十节摆在那里啊。
But Second Corinthians chapter 5 verse 10 is right here.
或善或恶，受报。
That whether it's good or bad, that you will be judged. You'll be recompensed.
哎呀，把我给累死了。
And so I'm so tired. It really tired me thinking about this.
那当然，我读的是怎么读呢
？Of course, how do I read this?
我就读到说，个人按照本身所行的，如果是行善的呢，就得奖赏； 如果是行恶的，就哀哭切齿受刑罚。
So it's according to each one that they're recompensed. If you're good, you will receive a reward. If you're bad, there will be weeping and there will be judgment.
后来有一次我就来读这段圣经的原文。
So one time I read the original text.
我也看了很多不同英文的翻译。
And I read many, many different English translations.
我突然发现。
One thing, I realized this thing one.
原来这里的受报。
That here the recompensation.
更准确的翻译是接受。
The recompense here is to receive. The better translation is to receive.
换一句话说。
In other words,
个人按照本身所行的。
Everyone according to what the deeds.
不管是善还是恶。
Whether it's good or bad.
都会接受。
Will receive.
这是原文。
This is the original text.
那接受什么呢？
To receive what?
诶，我突然想起来了。
All of a sudden I remembered.
哥林多前书四章五节。
First Corinthians chapter 4 verse 5.
那是圣经里面另外一个讲到基督台前审判的地方。
That is another place where it speaks of the judgment seat before Christ.
我们一起读一下。
Let us read it together.
一二三。
One, two, three.
啊？得什么？什么人得称赞？
What kind of people receives praise?
个人啊。个人什么意思啊 ？Everybody 啊！哎，亲爱的弟兄姐妹啊
，Dear brothers and sisters，
你相信这种经文吗
？Do you believe in this verse？
你相信吗
？Do you believe？
基督来了
，When Christ comes，
我们到基督台前
，That we're before His seat，
我们一切的隐情
，That all of our the hidden things，
我们心里面所有的意念。
The deepest motives for our hearts.
全部都要摆在基督的面前。
All of these things will place before Christ.
你生命中有多少藏的东西你敢给别人看你老婆你都不敢给她看。
So how many things that you've hidden in your hearts, how many motives you have hidden that you don't even dare to share with your spouse?
现在全部摆在耶稣面前。
And all of it is taken apart and placed before Christ.
然后他说怎么样呢?
And then he says what?
每一个人都要从神那里得到称赞。
And then each man's praise will come to him from God.
这个太不可思议了。
This is something that we just cannot possibly imagine.
哪里有这么好的事情啊？
Where is something that is so good?
然后就在那个时候。
And then it is then.
圣灵就问我一句话。
And the Holy Spirit asked me this.
你懂什么叫恩典吗
？Do you know what is grace？
如果我们活在功德的概念里面
，If we live in the concept of righteousness，
Mary， 我们会发现神的恩典真的不合理。
We'll find that His grace is just doesn't make sense. It's not.
但是，亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters,
如果神的恩典不是如此的不合理
，If His grace wasn't so
unreasonable, 我们还有什么希望
？Then what other hope do we have?
这是一个何等大的开启
！What a great revelation this was.
然后我才想起来为什么江弟兄好多次跟我说
Then I remember why Brother Kong many times said to me
他说每一个基督徒
He says every single Christian
遇见主的时候
when they meet the Lord
都是福杯满溢 Your cup will be overflowed with blessing我以前一直听不懂他这句话。
In the past, I've never really understood this.
虽然我们每一个杯的容量可能不一样。
So perhaps the size of our cup is different.
启示录再一次的印证。
So Revelations again, fulfills this.
神的恩典难以测度。
That His grace is immeasurable.
无论我们长到什么样子。
No matter how much we've grown,
我们都相信。
We all believe.
耶稣基督的宝血洗净我们一切的罪恶，一切的亏欠，一切的软弱和失败。
His blood cleanses of us of all our sins, all our failures, all of our shortcomings.
所以我们见主的时候
，And therefore when we see the Lord,
我们接受的是从神来的称赞。
What we receive is His praise,
奖赏
His reward.
我们的前途
Our future
是荣耀
It is glory.
也许有人会担心
Perhaps some people may worry.
刘弟兄啊，你讲这种道
That brother Liu, when you share this kind of message,
弟兄姐妹啊，就不追求了
That brothers and sisters will no longer be seeking.
就不爱主了
That they will no longer love the Lord.
放心啊
Be assured.
弟兄姐妹，让我告诉你。
Let me tell you, brothers and sisters.
如果你爱主，你追求。
If you love the Lord, you will seek.
是出于惧怕。
It is out of fear.
出于想要得到什么奖赏。
It is out of the desire to receive this reward.
我想你的动机就是错的。
Then I think your motive is wrong.
一个人爱主。
When a person loves the Lord.
一个人追求。
When a person seeks.
是因为对着主的爱有回应。
It is a response because they have a response towards God's love.
不是为了别的。
It is not for any other reason.
我们甘心情愿地背十字架。
We willingly bear the cross.
我们愿意付任何的代价来跟随主。
We are willing to pay all kinds of price to follow Him.
是因为基督的爱激励我们。
It is because His love encourages us.
十九节。
Verse 19.
当时天上的殿开了，在他殿中出现他的约柜，随后有闪电、声音、雷轰、地震、大爆。
And the temple of the God which is in heaven opened, an ark of His covenant appeared in His temple, and there were flashes, lightning, and sounds of peals of thunder.
这是天上的殿。
And this is the in heaven. This is the ark in heaven.
这是真正的殿。
This is the true temple.
希伯来书告诉我们。
Hebrews tells us.
人手所造的圣所不过是天上圣所的影子。
The temple that was created by man, but it was a foreshadowing of the temple that is in heaven.
旧约的约柜
The Old Testament, the tabernacle. The ark.
是耶和华同在的记号
It is a sign of His presence.
天上的殿开了
When the heavenly temple was open.
殿中出现了他的约柜
And when the temple it appears the ark.
那就是神的同在
And that is, it represents God's presence.
神的同在对他的百姓而言是荣耀盼望与喜乐
And God's presence towards His people is glorious hope and His joy.
对叛逆神的而言
Towards those who rebelled against Him.
是审判与恐惧
It is judgment and fear.
约柜不但是神同在的记号
Ark is not only a representation of God's presence.
约柜也是神立约的记号
But it is also a representation of the covenant.
立约是神保证他是信实的
The covenant is to represent that he is faithful.
他对他子民的信实是祝福与赏赐
Towards his people, his faithfulness is reward and blessing.
对悖逆的人他的信实就是定罪与审判
Towards those who rebel against him, that it is judgment and, judgment and punishment.
Condemnation and judgment. 随后有闪电、声音、雷轰、地震、大雹，这一切的意思就是把所有前面一切的审判更严厉的加在一起。
And so when it speaks of that, there were flashes, lightning, sounds of peals of thunder, and an earthquake, and a great hailstorm, it is to represent that the judgment that was before, there's even a greater judgment that's
severe
upon the judgment that was already presented before.
末次号筒 吹响的时候。
And this is when the last trumpet sounds.
是我们荣耀的盼望。
It is our glorious hope.
我们每一天都从心里对主说。
Every single day may we speak to the Lord.
主耶稣啊。
May we say to the Lord from our heart, Lord Jesus.
愿你快来。
May you come quickly.
我们祷告。
Let us bow our head and word prayer.
主人的话很快就过去。
Our Lord, man's words will pass away.
但是你的话可以永远长存。
But your words will endure forever.
求你用着这些话祝福你自己的百姓。
Lord, may you use your word to bless your people.
建立你的教会。
May you edify your church.
彰显你的荣耀。
May you manifest your glory.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
In our Lord Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.